lose control. Main plasma drive out. Losing altitude.
Amy, abort. Cancel entry mode. Deploy retros.
Hopeless control. I'm into an ongoing all systems malfunction situation at this point in time. Please send help. Please send help.
Amy D9, an intelligent amoeba life form from the planet Zarnos, barely alive as she oozes from the wreckage of her starship. Gentlemen, the computer tells us we can rescue her from the planet known as Earth. We have the technology. We will have to build a starship that can fly faster, more accurately, more reliably than any known before.
Yeah. So how much, huh?
Computer? $6 million.
$6 million for an observer?
She's an extremely valuable observer, Senator.
Can't we consider the soft option, like leaving her to rot? Maybe it ain't so bad.
She won't rot, Senator. She is a citizen of Zarnos.
A blob.
A highly advanced amoeba, able to assume the shape of anything she's seen through watching Earth's television services.
Well, couldn't she assume herself a new starship?
Not unless detailed plans of our starships have been shown on Earth television, Senator.
Okay, I'll see the Intergalactic Finance Committee. But it'll take time. Damn blob.
Night in the big city. A night I'll never forget. A sweat trickling down the shoulder blade night. A night that Patrolman Kowalski would be out on the sidewalks beating up weirdos and faggots with his nightstick. My name is Chance, Slim Chance, a busted cop, now a broke private eye. I was working at my desk. On Monday, despite Patrolman Kowalski, Big Louie's mob had hit the First National Bank. On Tuesday, they had hit the Second National Bank. All I had to do was figure out their pattern, tip off the Third National Bank, and grab myself a hunk of the reward. I heard a noise from the door. I looked up. Something was wrong with the door. Suddenly, I realized that the wide crack under the door that I'd been meaning to fix was no longer there. A thing, black and slimy, was oozing through the crack and spreading itself across my welcome mat. My reactions to the nightmare were swift and decisive. I panicked. Leastways, I pretended to panic to frighten it. And then the thing spoke.
Mr. Chance, I'm Amy from Zarnos. How do you do?
It was black and jelly-like, glistening and pulsating as I regarded it coolly from the top of my filing cabinet, which I had climbed on for a better view. I noticed that it was changing its shape.
Oh, dear. I can see my normal shapes upset you.
Normal? Holy cow. What was abnormal? And then it was oozing towards me like a malignant oil slick. I pretended some more panic to frighten it away.
You see, Mr. Chance, I can become anything. Anything in the whole world.
Oh, my God!
A blonde. Am I beautiful, Mr. Chance?
I've seen you before.
I've copied the girl on your calendar.
You've got no clothes on.
Well, nor is she. Oh, won't you come down off that filing cabinet and talk to me?
You can't blackmail me. I got no money. Not even enough to pay Patrolman Kowalski his protection. And please put some clothes on.
There. Do you like me in white? Or red, maybe?
I swear, God, not another drop of cheap bourbon. Or even expensive bourbon.
Oh, come down, Mr. Chance. We'll have a nice little chat and discuss how we can help one another.
But it's a crazy idea. An amoeba for a partner. A blob. I'd be thrown out of the private eye union. Patrolman Kowalski would beat me up thinking I'm a pervert.
Don't you ever watch television, Slim? I've been studying it for years. There was Randall and Hopkirk. Well, one of them was a ghost detective. Then there was Robbie, the robot detective. There was the dog detective, an invisible man detective, bald detectives, hairy detectives, detectives in wheelchairs, detectives in dirty raincoats. There's been every type of detective imaginable. So why not an amoeba detective? I can rearrange my atomic structure at will to become anything on Earth. A car, a telephone, watch.
Amy, where are you?
Slim Chance, private eye, wives watched, husbands harassed.
Hello, Slim. Guess who?
Where in hell are you calling from?
Now, don't be silly, Slim. I am the telephone. There's now two on your desk, and this one hasn't got wires. See?
Well, just think how useful I'd be to you.
You really can become anything?
Certainly. I know what everything on Earth looks like through my monitoring of the disease.
The disease?
Television. Earth is the last planet in the galaxy infected with it. That's why contact is forbidden. Symptoms are early loss of use of lower limbs, followed by deterioration of speech faculties, leading to hypnotic stupor before final cessation of brain activity.
But why do you want a job with me?
I've become infected. The best cure in the early stages is to occupy one's mind. And it'll be 3 of your years before I'm rescued.
Amy, I can't. If Patrolman Kowalski found out...
Slim, I can become anything you wish.
Well, it's no good, Amy. I've always worked alone.
Oh, but Slim, think what a fabulous team we'd make. We could clean up this city, rid it of crime and Patrolman Kowalski and that mobster you mentioned.
Big Louie. Amy, we couldn't touch him. He and his torpedoes are direct descendants of King Kong.
Where's he hang out?
His penthouse at the top of the Desert Moon Hotel. We could never even get near him. He'll have the entire suite sewn up with his men, especially after installing air conditioning in a few bank vaults. Amy, where are you? Come on now, no more tricks.
How do you like your new wall-to-wall carpet?
Oh, no. Amy, I don't need it.
It's like the magic carpet from The Thief of Baghdad. Hold tight. Tally-ho!
Oh! The door!
Ooh! Next time we use a narrower carpet and we open the door first. You okay, Slim?
Oh, for God's sake, Amy, put me down. I can't stand heights.
Is that tall building the Desert Moon?
Yes. Amy, will you at least slow down?
Those windows at the top lit up?
What in hell are you planning?
Slim, did you see The Thief of Baghdad when it was shown on television?
No, I didn't. Amy, please. We must be 500 feet up. What about The Thief of Baghdad?
Oh, nothing. I was wondering if you might have remembered how Sabu got his magic carpet to stop.
All right, you bums, if I say we split it 4 ways fair and square, then that's the way it's gonna be.
But, boss, there's only 3 of us. You, me, and Lenny. Ain't there, Lenny?
1, 2... Fingers is right, boss. There's 3 of us.
Right.
Now, listen, you dumbheads. If there's 2 of you for a share each, then it's only fair that there should be 2 of me.
Oh, sure, boss. I didn't think of it like that.
Hey, boss, look at the windows. An aviating Axminster heading this way.
Stop and jelly me.
Okay, boys, just hold it right there. This bazooka on my left shoulder is loaded. One move from any of you, and I'll show your brains what the city lights look like.
Chance, what do you mean busting in like this?
Is that the bank money, Louie? I'll just put it back in the bag. Nice and easy. That's right.
You dirty, rotten swine. You won't get away with this.
We'll see, Louie. Okay, Amy, let's have the carpet back.
I can't be a bazooka and a magic carpet at the same time, Slim.
Who's the crumb talking to?
Himself!
Amy, this is no time to bring up these technical problems.
Fingers, Lenny, when I give the word on 3, we rush a bum.
Right, boss!
1.
Slim, Back towards the window, quickly. Can you handle a hang glider?
Two.
A hang glider? No, Amy, not 30 floors. Let them kill me.
Then jump, and I'll think of something while you're falling. Jump!
Oh! Hey, a swimming pool. Hey, quick thinking, Amy.
I couldn't think of anything quickly enough, Slim.
You mean that this pool is real?
Drop that sack, Chance.
Amy, a car. Only let me drive it, huh? Does it have to be a Model T, a stupid broad?
Don't you call me stupid. You wanted to do the driving, so you start me.
Okay, I'm sorry. Just get this thing moving. On the right, Amy. Drive on the right.
Oh, sorry. Too many British movies on TV. Can you see anything?
Yeah, they're behind. Hey, maybe you could become a hole in the road in front of them, huh?
I can't become an abstract, Slim, and a hole is abstract. Nor can I be two things at once.
Take a right onto Highway 12. They're gaining on us, Amy. Can't you turn into something that'll give them problems?
If I was to suddenly turn into something else at 80 miles an hour, you'd be the one with problems.
Yeah?
Okay. Roll your jacket up and sit on it. And hold on to the money.
Yeah, but the...
Just do as I say. Ready?
I see him now, nurse.
Well, I'm not a nurse, Mr. Mayor. I hope I'm his new partner. Oh, sure, you can see him, but he has to remain on his stomach for the next few months.
Oh, he's a very brave man.
Oh, sure.
Oh, he's asleep.
Oh, just shake his bed. He'll wake up. Hey, Slim, lazy schmuck, city mayor to see you.
Just let me die in peace.
Mr. Chance, on behalf of the law-abiding people of this city and Patrolman Kowalski, I want to thank you for rounding up Big Louie and his mob.
Anytime, Mr. Mayor, anytime.
I wish you a speedy recovery, Mr. Chance.
Amy, are you going to tell me how you stopped Big Louie and his torpedoes?
Am I a partner, Slim?
I'll think about it.
I became a section of the Great Wall of China.
Across the highway?
Right in front of Big Louie's car. Don't you think I'm a clever little partner? Partner?
Yes. But hell only knows what I'm letting myself in for. Hey, maybe you could fix Patrolman Kowalski. Make him out to be a mass strangler so that the city council reduces beat. Carry out a nuclear test in his bedroom?
The Bionic Blob by James Follett starred Sandra Dickinson, John Ray, Ed Bishop, John Bull and Harold Cascott. It was directed by John Tideman and first broadcast in 1979.